And we are back. You are listening to Davins. And on the break, that was the best of Ryan Lee Brown. Of course, Ryan Lee Brown is our Ghanaian rapping friend. I was like, no, it's true. I'm not making a funny.
I know, it just sounds funny.
Well, he's good. I like his stuff.
I was enjoying it, actually.
He's got good stuff. So it's always good to, it's always good to do a little Ghanaian rap. We're going to visit our Ghanaian friends, our friends in Africa. Oh, let me put Joe back on.
Yeah, sorry.
We were
trying to spare the listeners the sound of the slap slap of your windshield wipers.
Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah.
That's windshield wipers.
That's what I told the Chad, but Tom wasn't buying it.
No, nor should Tom. Nor should. You were right, Tom. Don't buy that. Slapping the windshield wipers. Code. I say code. all right.
Slapping the windshield wipers.
Wink.
Yeah, wink. That's what he's winking. Anyway, all right. So, really have not had much luck with our scammers of late.
I know.
You know, but Belinda, or the man playing Belinda this time, really, really did not want anything to do with me.
I'm sorry, honey.
Well, you were here for that.
I know, but I'm sorry. I know you were hoping that he would like welcome you back with open arms. He would welcome. Anyway.
You know what? New and improved sensitive trucker, cuddly trucker Tom doesn't like your tone, Missy.
I bet he doesn't.
Thinks you're being a little insensitive and quite bitchy.
If he was here, he would cuddle with you to make you feel better.
That might have been the line.
I'm waiting for the little bit of lag time to catch up and for him to like bitch slap me in the chat room.
Well, I can do it here.
There you go.
And of course, Sickly Sue's been having a problem. So let's see what we got. You are listening to Davin's Den. Of course, you can hang out in the den pen. Let's see what we got with some scam and scammers. That's enough of that.
It was me dancing around with my big, large bones that made you stop.
It was too much of a turn on, and I was gonna, my windshield wipers were gonna start to slap, and I couldn't have that. I have a show to do.
Very distracting.
Yes, yes.
I'm sorry. I'm driving in a car in the rain.
Well, see, now it's rain. Don't be a pussy, Joe.
No, turn around, it's a lot back, even though you're 5 minutes from home.
So there's, it's like a complete solid sheet of ice that you're driving on. Don't be such a bitch.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, when you get home, hang up, tell us you're going to hang up the cell phone and then call us back on your landline.
That's exactly what I was going to do. I'm glad you brought it up. Yes.
Yay.
Damaged minds think alike.
Yes.
shall we see who your pal, who fake Davin's talking to this week?
Yes.
August 29, 2013. Upon my Facebook screen, hi from Belinda.
No.
Yes.
No.
Guess who's back? Belinda's back. Guess who's back? Belinda's back. Yeah, you can't resist the fake dab. You mock, Pip Helix. You scoff.
I do.
That you say he, she, whoever, whatever, would not want to be with me. But you cannot resist fake Davin.
He, she cannot resist fake Davin.
Yeah, you can resist plenty.
Yeah. I'm fine. I'm just fine.
Now, refresh my mind. Last week we left over the phone call?
No, Joe. It was a couple weeks ago. That was more than a couple weeks ago. That was like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, something like that. Because remember 2 weeks ago, we had the conversation where she was just giving me one-word answers, and it was very awkward, and we like talked about like in the relationship, when you try to get somebody back.
All right, that's fine. That's good enough. All right, that's fine. That's good enough. Kind of weird why she's giving you one-word answers. And like we were discussing, all right, this is like the blow-off, and now she's back. Now, I wonder if that was the husband. Maybe he mentioned to her that he was speaking to you, and now she's now writing you.
We'll have to stay tuned.
She was adjusting her bra straps and fluffing her hair and going, oh.
I got to stop you right there. In the case of Belinda, it's not really fluffing hair. It's really changing wigs.
Whatever you got to do.
I don't mind it. I like a good wig change.
Baby, put your wig on. Get your weave okay.
It means you care.
Yes.
You care, baby.
Yes.
Get your head straight.
That's right.
So she says, hi. I said, hi. I'm surprised you're writing to me. She goes, why is that? I said, well, sure. I say, well, and now keep in mind now, this is over a year I've been talking to Belinda. This is now August 29, 2013. We started First Contact July 2012, and this is about 3 years of radio material.
You make it sound like a space exploration.
Yeah, the stats, yep.
Yeah. It's like a space exploration. First Contact.
It was
First Stardate, whatever.
Yes. Well, rest in peace, Leonard. And yes. Anyway, she goes, why is that? I go, well, shortly after we last spoke, you blocked me again. She blocked me on the Facebook profile that I was never allowed to be part of, which was her real profile.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
She then made me a friend, although an isolated one, so I couldn't go poking around. And then after that conversation, she blocked me. And now here she is again.
I am speechless.
That's why we love Belinda.
Yeah, I know.
I kind of figured that said it all. She goes, I have my reasons, but let's forget about it. How are you doing?
Okay.
I go, you always
what
say...
What the hell?
Is there something... Joe, are you all right?
I'm just... It's like, you blocked you. You're on the page. Oh, let's wait. That whole page issue. That whole page issue was a big thing, and now suddenly on a page. Now let's forget about it. Really? It's been a big issue with you. We've brought it to attention for the past year, and now she's just going to gloss over after she comes back from thin air.
Yeah.
I go, well, you always say let's forget about it when it's something that has hurt me. What reason could you have for blocking me? She says, just didn't want to talk to you then.
Okay.
Well, not for nothing. All right. That's fair enough.
Joe's had that feeling,
answer.
Too.
We're talking about not getting straight answers on shit. Well, there you go. You got one from her.
Who am I to complain? I mean, Joe has blocked a spouse.
Yeah, that's true.
Lisa says that her scammer soldier Thomas is back. It must be a slow day in Ghana.
Listen, there's always the opportunity. We always a chance to rekindle a payday.
I guess that's what the feeling is there.
Now, they've never gotten money out of me, but you know what? We've often said, I'm a hell of a catch.
You are. Bless you.
I think Joe just caught something.
I know.
Joe just caught a cock in his throat. Are you right, pal?
Yeah, I just had a call. My friends, I've been talking on the phone. I don't even worry with you for the past 2 hours. I'm all dry. Surrounded by water.
you sound like a you sound like a porn star who's doing a gangbang. Yeah, I've been working for 2 hours over here. I'm a little dry.
I'm a little dry.
I'm dry.
I'm irritable, too, but I'm working.
I'm dry.
No, it doesn't go there, stupid. We're trying to set a record here.
Right.
I'm trying to slap a windshield wiper.
Sure he is.
Anyway, that won't break any records. She goes, I go, what reason could you have for blocking me? She goes, just didn't want to talk to you then. Then she goes, and I go, and now you do? What has changed? She goes, I have changed. I go, you changed when we were together. Now you've changed again? She goes, yes.
You've changed hands.
I go, so who are you now?
Ah, nice.
She goes, a changed person. Do you know Kevin J?
Okay, wait a minute. Refresh me. Who is Kevin J?
We haven't heard of Kevin J yet.
Okay.
You shouldn't know who Kevin J is.
Oh, okay. I thought...
I guess we don't know him then.
No, we don't know who Kevin J is.
Sorry, I thought I'm missing something.
No, you're not missing anything. I go, yes, but in the time I have known you, you've changed race, names, attitudes, etc. Who am I talking to now? I'm calling... No, that's the wrong terminology. I was going to say I'm calling a spade, but that would be offensive.
Oh, yeah, no.
Well, that's not nice.
That isn't good.
I didn't
good.
Mean it that way. She goes, I'm saying, I thought we were done talking about that. I'm saying I'm a changed person. I go, we were, but you say you changed. Part of your change was no longer loving me. She goes, let's leave it at that.
Let's leave it at that.
Yeah, I know Laura... longer love you, but I'm a changed person. Okay, what's changed?
Well, that's what I ask. So how are you different? She goes, how do you know Kevin J? I go, is the reason you're talking to me again because of Kevin? She goes, no, I am because I want to talk to you. That's it. I go, then why do you ask me about another man?
Yeah.
She goes, are you jealous or something?
You
brought him up.
I just want to know who the hell Kevin Che is, stupid.
Now, why weren't you sitting over my shoulder when I was typing, Joe?
Yeah.
We're not jealous. We're curious. Who the hell is Kevin Che?
Tom says, oh, that vague bitch.
Funny. Even throughout Tom's metamorphosis over the years, he's still pretty consistent on his treatment of scammers, which I applaud.
Absolutely.
Yes. I go, it's just a question. It's over a year I've known you. You've never asked me about another man. I'm curious why you want to know about him. She goes, he'll be coming here to perform. I go, are you going to see him? She goes, I can't afford it.
Oh.
I go, sorry. So you would like to know if I could arrange for him to get you a couple of tickets to the show?
Oh, I see. Do you know this guy? Can you get me into the show? Person I haven't spoken to in forever.
There's a cyber penis that needs your attention before we talk of the tickets. She goes, like, seriously, I don't need tickets. Just want to know if you know him, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, seriously?
Like,
who is this person?
It's a Valley girl. It's a Valley Ghanaian.
Well, like, for sure. I'd so like to see the comedian.
They got the one white chick in Ghana that's on Facebook that everybody pretends to be, and now she's typing to me.
Like, whatever, fake Devin.
Flora, your elbows are out of the way. Come on, I'll take over, Stephen.
I'm going to have to do
this. You need some sweet words, some poetry. She goes, like, seriously, I don't need tickets. Just want to know if you know him, that's all. I go, okay, I have to be honest with you, Belinda. I'm terrible with names and run into so many people, especially when I perform in New York City. There's a good chance I do know him, but the name does not ring a bell. Do you have a picture? I do better with faces. She goes, I don't, but we'll try and see if I can get a picture else. Forget it. I go, okay, I believe I know at least of him. I might even know him. If it is the comic I am thinking of, he is young and has performed in Africa before. When is he coming to Ghana? Are you there? Now, I just Google searched while I was talking. I'm like, who the hell is Kevin
James? Right.
Well, Tom's going, Kevin James?
No, yes. Kevin, you know what? The Mall Cop 2 probably will not do very well, so he's doing promotion a tour in Ghana. Yes, Tom.
Who knows?
Kevin J, silly. Kevin J. Kevin James. Do you know Kevin James?
Well, you know what? It was as good a guess as any.
It's a valid guess, but yeah. If I wasn't snarky, it'd be a different show.
I know it would.
So, take your beating, Tom.
I know. They all. And Lisa is thinking that you don't know who he's talking about. Lisa, he knows. He knows.
Yeah.
She's trying to help.
Let's see. Then I go, are you there? And then 8 minutes later, she comes back at the end of this month. I go, it is at the end of the month? Is Charterhouse bringing him in? Remember, she wanted Charterhouse to bring me in to perform.
Oh.
She goes, yep. I go, cool. How's your family? She goes, they are fine. And yours? I go, everybody's well. Thanks. How is Sassy? Remember, Sassy's the dog.
Right.
That looked very scared to be pet by her in that picture.
Stop.
Like, oh my God, I might be a meal.
That's real.
They're looking at me a little funny today.
And they brought down the big pot.
I'm going to have company.
Yeah, boy, jump in the pot.
Who's a good hors d'oeuvre?
Who needs to take a bath? Who needs to take a bath? A nice warm bath right on top of the stove.
She goes, he is fine, and then she goes, and your daughter. I go, she is good, just getting ready for school next week. I took her with me to work last week. She goes, sounds cool. I go, she had a very good time. She goes, that's nice to know. She asked me, how is work? I go, it is good. How is the fashion design coming along? She goes, it's not going well.
Oh.
I go, I'm sorry, what is wrong? She goes, the machine I use to sew is soap-pilt. Can't do anything work without it.
Soap-pilt?
Soap-pilt.
I hate that.
I go, what is soap-pilt? I think she meant spoilt, but I didn't know at the time. What is soap-pilt?
Is it made of milk? What do you mean?
I don't
it's
know.
Spoiled.
It's curdling. She goes, don't know, but it doesn't work when I try using it, because you're a guy.
It has, like, needles and things. I don't know. Don't quiz me about this stupid guy.
Woman, get over here. We're talking sewing. Yeah. Type to stupid. I go, so what are you going to do? Can you do some sewing by hand? She goes, no, I can't. Can I ask you a favor? I'm sure it's for encouragement.
Oh, wait, she's asking you a favor?
Yeah, she's asking me for a favor.
Okay.
I'm sure it's for some kind words and support.
I'm sure it is.
Joe, what do you think?
I think she's looking for some.
Kind words and support, Joe. Joe, why do you do this with Belinda after all this time we spent together?
Can you look up...
Exactly, that's why.
Fake Davin, can you look up the manual for the model I'm working with and email it to me? That would be so helpful.
I think they sell it at Malmart with the computer. She goes, can I ask you a favor? I go, you can ask. She goes, things are not going really well here. I'm in a financial mess. I was wondering if you could help me with a...
There it comes.
I'm coming. And then she gives me the frowny emoticon. I go, well, what do you think I said?
Run down to Western Union and wait for it.
So you think I said yes, go to Western Union? You think I'm all in?
No, you didn't.
No, what do you think I said?
You're reeling it back in. You're going to reel it back in.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're going to play with this little fish.
Give me a fishy.
We need the content.
We need the content. We don't want to have to find another one of you.
Right. She needs the money. We need the content. So what can we do for you today?
Yeah, do you know how many episodes we need to get out of this?
I go, well, I need to think about that. She goes, okay, but I hope you don't take long because Kasia will be reopening on school on Monday and I need to know what to do. I go, I understand, but we have a history and you are vague and you hurt me badly.
Yeah.
She goes, well, I understand. I go, okay. She goes, so when should I be expecting you to give me an answer?
Oh, Tom says, like a fart in the wind, here comes the wall of stench.
Oh, she's worse than my wife. Holy shit.
No. Tom's analogy definitely hit closer to home. That was vomit-inducing. A wall of stench. Or as we call it, Elizabeth, New Jersey.
I'm sorry, that's Carney.
Yeah. No, Carney doesn't stink.
Oh, yeah, it does.
No, right, you would know. Anyway. I go, it's not that easy, Belinda. You broke up with me because I could not give you money at the time. Now that I have a bit of money, remember last time I told her I have money.
Yep.
I go, now that I have a bit of money, you're talking to me again. And immediately ask for money. How do you think that makes me feel? She goes, well, I know I will understand if you can't help. It's fine. I go, I did not say that. I said, I need to think about it. I still do not know how you could end us the way you did. She goes,
wait for it.
Okay.
That's all?
That's all.
Okay.
I go, so if I can send the money, where does that leave you and I?
Right.
She goes, I don't really know. What do you think?
Christ. Suddenly it got cold again, you know?
That's because it's winter, Joe. I go, I have no idea. She goes, I guess we'll figure it out. There's a little crack, a little opening here.
You know what I heard? I heard that as, I can't remember the name of the stupid movie, but the guy goes, what do you think? Do you know what I'm talking about, Joe? No. Never mind.
Thank you, Pip.
No problem.
You really. Yeah, that's how that went over. Good. Thank you, Pip. Got shot and then the snore. I have sound effects. I will use them.
Oh, no.
I will add more, too. Oh, I'm going to get addicted to this. Imagine in real life you could just have like sound effects instead of like rolling your eyes.
You play the sound effect?
Yeah, I shot her for that awful non-reference that she gave us.
Oh, okay. You got to understand. I can't hear the sound. I'm like, why is it dead air? Yeah.
No, I understand, Joe.
No, because it was dead Pip. That's why.
Yes.
Gotcha.
She goes, I guess we'll figure it out. I go, so how have you changed? She goes, I'm just more calm now is all. I go, I thought you were always calm. She was always cool, calm, and collected.
Mm. Yeah.
I go, when we last spoke, you said you needed time alone. How's that been working out? She goes, just needed time to be alone to think about myself. I go, understandable. Do you still need that time? She goes, nope. I go, what'd you find out about yourself? That I'm going to type with a penis. I go, what'd you find out about yourself? She goes, nothing special, just told you. This, so shallow. This is not
nothing.
My girl.
This is not my girl. No, it's not at all.
No, this
is
not.
This person would go right away to the money pitch.
This is not Fifth Mike.
Yeah, but you would think what I find out is it's not your girl, but the old man washed his hands of you. So I wonder how it could be him.
Well, Joe, I guess theoretically they could have sold me yet again. But remember, Joe, last time we told them, the wife is outskis and I got money.
Yeah.
They bit at what I threw out there.
All right. okay, yep, I got you.
I go, well, that's a bit sad. I would hope you would have looked at you and seen what I saw in you months ago. She goes, and what did you see in me? I go, radio gold.
Oh, damn, I wish you had.
She goes, and what did you see in me? I go, I thought you were special. She goes, I still am. I go, okay. She goes, a minute. And then 34 minutes later, she comes back. Are you there? I go, yeah, where'd you go? She goes, a friend came looking for me and had to go escort her. I go, escort her? Or was she going to a ball?
No, she figured out how to make the money.
Yeah. probably checking their notes. Maybe she was sold, probably checking their notes.
Maybe. You might be right. She goes, LOL, she was going home. I go, she came looking for you in your house when she was already in your house? Aren't you a bit old for hide and seek? That's what I said to her. She doesn't live in my house. She lives in Danzomon.
Oh, same to you. Oh, wait, what?
She came around and only came to say hi. I go, oh, and then you walked her home? No, walked her to the roadside to board a car. I go, why not board a yak? Bringing the old yak back.
You know, there's not enough yak.
Now, me and Belinda had some fun with the yak in the past, remember?
Yes, you did. Yeah. Sickos.
She goes, LOL, a yak. We don't have a yak here.
She said that?
Yes.
Tom says she went to a Boko Haram mixer.
Tom.
Bringing the terrorist humor.
That's the Tom we love. That a boy. I guess he's not close to getting a blowjob yet. That's the dark Tom. Unlay Tom is dark Tom. Not Boko Haram dark.
Dark. No, not that far.
Nobody wants to get hit. Anyway, I'm going to move on. I go, do you know what a yak is? Because remember, I had explained this to Belinda, the girl.
Yes.
She goes, yes, I found out.
Oh.
I go, smart girl, and I give her the wink emoticon. She goes, thanks. How is comedy? I go, it's okay. Just came back from Bermuda. Going to the Bahamas again. Remember, I invited her to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
She goes, that's nice to hear. Happy for you. I go, thanks. A bit easier to focus these days, so it makes work a bit easier. She goes, what did it become easier to focus? Thought you were finding it hard since I was not here. I said, it's harder to write porn without you, since you became my muse. My pornographic muse.
I'm porn again.
Now, listen, baby, you were the inspiration for Tits and Tilt the Whirls. let's not forget what you've contributed.
An awesome title.
Yeah. I thought so. Who's going to get laid on the roller coaster?
Whee!
Hey, guys, I'm home. I'm going to hang up. I'm going to call you in 5 minutes.
All right. All right.
We've heard that before.
Quick, leave.
Hang up.
Turn off the radio station.
It's like, hello?
Guys, come on.
Guys.
I said I was going to come on. I just cleared the canned goods off the bed. I'm ready to go.
I was trying to remember the name of that damn thing. Napoleon Dynamite, worst day of my life. You never saw that movie?
No, I did.
Okay.
Thanks for bringing it back 30 minutes later, girl.
I actually had to. I am my husband on Facebook and ask. Help me.
He's trying to do a radio show too, I think.
No, he's not. He's done for the night.
Oh, is he listening to us?
Yes, he is.
Hello, Mr. Helix.
Hello.
Thank you for trying to attempt out to bail the Tang out.
I know. No.
We know. Listen, because you bailed her out, somebody's getting orange granulated Tang when she gets home.
That's right, baby. Wait, what?
Because he bailed you out.
I know, but he would be getting the Tang, not
yes.
me getting the Tang.
Somebody, meaning you're going to give him.
Oh, I'm giving, yes.
If you don't know how this works.
I know. Poor Mr. Helix.
Has to explain it every time.
I need some schooling.
No, this goes in there.
I'm a bad student. Show me again.
Stop squirming. The cops are tired of coming here.
No. That's the best part.
Anyway, enough about you.
Yeah.
I go, well, I said it's harder to write porn without you since you became my muse. Life in comedy is easier without a wife who you are divorcing and a girlfriend a world away.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, okay. I go, is life easier without me? She goes, it's boring.
And are you trying to soften the sweetie up?
Well, remember, she says it's boring, and Joe has always been the proponent that I'm the best part of their day.
Yeah.
So that might be an actually very honest thing.
Yeah, I think you're actually, like, getting to soften her up.
Yeah, well, you know. Fake David, we said before, has the strong pimp hands.
Yes, it's boring without you.
It is boring.
Yeah.
What's that Eminem song?
I don't know
Slim
Eminem
Shady.
That well.
Eminem. I'm not going to go down your Napoleon Dynamite. Let me I am Mr. Helix. I go, it was more interesting with me in your life? She goes, yeah. I go, it almost sounds like you miss me.
Wait, is she saying it in that voice?
Well, I did. I don't know what she's saying. I go, it almost sounds like you miss me. She goes, is that so? It's kind of a weird thing.
Yeah.
Is that so?
Is that so?
I go, perhaps I'm wrong. Maybe you enjoy boring. She goes, LOL, who enjoys boring? Unless it's constantly sending money.
You know what? Boring could be fabulous.
Boring isn't exactly fun, but it can be lucrative. Funny you should ask. LOL, who enjoys boring? I go, apparently you do. She goes, well, I don't. I go, well, interesting. Turn to fruitless and you left. I go, well, interesting. Turned to fruitless and you were left with boring. Remember she called me fruitless?
Yeah.
Which was another very honest
reveal.
Yeah. Well, this hasn't worked out at all.
Yeah, you're not coughing up the dough, so I'm out.
This was fruitless and you're left with boring. She goes, really? I go, am I wrong? She goes, don't really know. I go, okay.
Remember this part. This isn't in the notes. I don't understand what you're talking about. I didn't say fruitless. That was the other scam artist. She doesn't know what you're talking about.
You think?
She's not catching your reference.
Maybe. I don't know. She goes, who do you stay with now? I go, the Vassiola sisters.
Lovely callback.
The Vassiolas, who I would always tease her with, had a thing for me, and I would stay with the Vassiolas.
Yeah.
We had good times with the Vassiolas.
Who wouldn't?
Which was kind of like my Happy Days reference, because it sounds like
it does. It sounds like somebody the Fonzie would take out.
Yeah, both of them.
Both of them.
Yes, because, I'm no Henry Winkler. No, I'm a short Jew, but I'm no Henry Winkler.
Yeah, but he's a pig.
He's a nice guy.
No, but I'm saying Fonzie would date two girls at the same time.
He's not a pig. He had a heart of gold.
Mm-hmm.
So I said the Vassiola sisters. She goes, seriously? Kind of makes me think.
Yeah.
I go, okay. Yep. Jealous? She goes, should I be? I go, I can't tell you how to feel. She goes, okay. I go, so are you jealous? She goes, I'm not. Should I be? All right, so do we think that this person knows about the Vassiola sisters?
It sounded a little bit, unless... This is really hard to tell because some of the answers seem out of the loop with what was happening before.
Well, but we feel I was talking to Belinda.
Yeah.
And we feel that we've already established a lot of times that the guy doesn't know everything I was talking about with
Belinda.
Right,
right. She keeps up with the story a lot better than he does.
So I don't think I'm talking to Belinda.
No.
I don't think I'm talking to the girl.
No, but...
I think I might be talking to the husband.
But I... No. The husband is short and sweet. Yes, no, whatever.
What
do you mean?
We've gotten a lot of that.
Yeah, so... I need to hear more.
Okay, well, I have more.
Trucker Tom says, Pip, that makes you Pinky Tuscadero. Okay.
I go, okay, I don't see why you would be. We're not together, and you do not love me. She goes, this is another topic for another day. Felix! Felix!
Whoop, whoop, whoop! I am not dealing with your funky feelings. All I want to deal with is what is the password for the money transfer.
Listen, dude. You're a dude. I'm really a dude. We're really not doing feelings, all right, dude?
Yeah,
I know you think I'm the Nubian princess over here, but I got a schlong, and she knows not to cross me again.
That's right.
And so does that dog, Sassy.
Oh, yeah. Sassy's scared of him.
She goes, that's another topic for another day. I go, really? She goes, yes, really.
Wait a minute. So you're all ready to get my money, but you're not ready to investigate my hurt little woo-woo feelings? I don't think so, bitch.
It's the Joe phone!
Joe!
Hey, Joe.
Joe,
phone.
How are you, Joe?
Good. In the comfort of my own home now.
Well, I don't know how comfortable it is considering what's prowling with you, but good luck with that.
Poor Joe.
Sleep with one eye open, stupid.
She's not even home.
Well, all right. Then you're proud. Then you're in the comfort of your own home.
Clutching
your,
I am.
Clutching your pink cling peaches tight.
What the hell was that?
Are we faxing you?
Oh, crap. I know what it is. Hold on, Joe. Call back in a minute. I forgot to shut off the fax machine. Call back in 1 minute.
This is the most disturbed radio show ever, where every tech glitch that could possibly happen happens. Unbelievable. So now, do you have the fax machine turned off yet?
Yes.
Okay. So much for the Joe phone. We'll pretend that that didn't happen. All right, back to our enthusiastic analysis of who the hell are you talking to now?
All right, Joe, if you're listening, feel free to call back.
Yeah, he's turned off the fax. I'm really not sure if it's the dude or the girl. I mean, it sounds like the dude, but it doesn't sound like the same. Trucker Tom says, the most technically retarded show ever.
That was the working title of the show until we came up with Darren's Den.
It's still there.
Tom is such a fan that he went back in the archives. He actually found the old documents as I was brainstorming what to come up with. Tom found that.
He's the old logo where it had that in the parentheses and small print.
Yes,
in the bottom.
Tom found that. He's actually going to put that up on eBay, and he will pay you $10 to take it off his hands.
And we're so scintillating that Dunn Ross pops in and says he went to take a nap while listening to the show.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Hey, Joe.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah.
By the way, Pip,
yes.
Hold on, Joe. I'll be right with you. When somebody says that they took a nap during the show,
yes,
you don't got to read that. Seriously? The hell is wrong with you? Yeah. Nobody would know that, but the people in the chat, you can make your little funny comment. What are you, fucking new? How much do you suck?
I thought it was hilarious.
Keep it to yourself.
Ixnay on the Napanay Bay, stupid.
I know, what an asshole. Not you, Dunross Pip.
I know. I knew who you were talking to. You were just making sure he knows?
Yes.
Okay.
He, at this point, has much more value than you. A sleeping Dunross has significantly more value than a waking present Pip Helix.
You know what? I could drive another 2.5 hours home, and I will.
With this performance, we're rooting for it. I'll freeze the roast myself.
Yeah, I think you're rooting for the ditch this time.
Why would you read that?
I don't know.
I know you can read.
I can.
It doesn't mean you have to share.
Joe, you're so lucky you're at home.
No. Joe driving in a blinding snowstorm so far tonight, more competent than a sitting in a warm basement Pip Helix.
I have PTSD from the drive up. Don't
you're
going to
have PTSD from the beatdown I'm going to put on you. Stupid. Where the hell? Give me sound clips. God damn it. I want to find something.
Oh, will you knock it off with the sound clip?
Shut
I
up,
know.
Stupid.
He's playing with that little toy a little too much. And the soundboard.
You're right, pal. You're right, pal. You know that.
What?
I called you a stupid git.
Oh.
It's from Harry Potter.
Oh, okay.
All right. It's a long way to go for that, I
realize. Yeah, it really was.
Anyway, I don't want that. Oh, come on, stupid document. Come here. All right.
Tom says that if we weren't using the phone to listen to the show, if he wasn't listening, his phone. Oh, Jesus.
Pip Helix contributing. And remember when everybody missed Pip Helix last week? Yeah, not so much now.
I feel punch drunk, man. He said if he weren't using the phone to listen to the show, he would have called just to sabotage Joe's callback. That would have been hilarious. It's like, Tom, hang up! Ring!
Poor Joe.
I know.
The fans don't want him back. We never get calls, but 20 people are calling now.
Yeah, right?
Our phone lines are busy.
I know. Please stand by.
We don't need your help to sabotage the show. We do a fine job ourselves.
Yeah, Pip's on it. Don't worry. She got it.
I'm working as hard as I can.
Pip Helix fucking up your show and mine. I'll go on.
Okay.
Really? I go, she goes, that's another topic for another day, meaning about feelings. I go, really? She goes, yes, really. I go, if you say so. I don't think my statement revealed anything untrue. She goes, is that what you think? I go, of course I do. I'd be a fool to think otherwise. She goes, okay, if you say so. Fucking cold bitch.
If you think so.
I go, what would you think if you were me? She goes, we all see things differently. Really, Confucius? I got the one philosopher in Ghana, and she's on the other end on a stupid Facebook chat? Really?
What the hell? Oh.
Confucius.
Why don't you open up a Ghanaian cookie and make a stand, stupid? Put your little proverbs in there. We all see things differently. Isn't there a dog you should be eating right now? I see Sassy. She's ready.
Instead of saying, I see Sassy, she's ready for you to eat her, what did you really say?
I go, very true.
Oh, God.
So how do you see things? She goes, I see things differently. What, are you freaking blind? I go, clearly. So again, how do you see things? She goes, we had a lot going on, and things happened. Let's leave it at that and perhaps look to the future.
The future of my bank account.
Well, that's what it is.
Right?
Typical scammer.
Yeah.
Let's not look in the back. That's what a scammer will do if there's been a rough patch and they can't remember stuff.
Right.
Let's look forward.
Yeah. That's a good way to gloss
over.
They're
so optimistic.
Yeah.
That payday's coming.
Yes.
You called knowing me fruitless.
Yes.
She goes, let's forget about that past. Past. That's why it's called past. You seem to hold on to the past a lot.
She said that?
Yes, she said that.
Wow. Wow. So you're not allowed to bring up all the shitty ways that she treated you.
That's really not going to lead to a payday if I do, Pip.
No. Well, true. I mean, I understand what she's trying to do is steer you away from the things that you're upset about. But she's not really giving you a lot to like look forward to in the future because you can't even talk about, well, what does this mean for us if I do give you money?
Well, I think by her future, she means, so when's the money coming? Because Kasha's got school.
Yeah.
She's looking more of an immediate future.
I see that.
I go, I just realize that the past shapes experiences. You seem to never want to discuss the past, especially when it pertains to you and I.
Lisa thinks that you've been sold to a new handler.
I do get put passed around a lot, don't I?
Yeah,
I get
do.
Passed around like a 7-year-old playing Little League with a hen. Bagark! Bagark!
But you got to think, you know what? They think that you might have money, still money, and because you've been so persistent, they think you're still game. So you know what? They figure out, we can't get anything out of him, but he's still game, so maybe we'll sell him to somebody else.
So you think I've been sold too, Joe?
Yes, I do.
It's not feeling the same.
To me, it feels like the guy. To me, it feels like Belinda's husband.
I don't know.
Because remember, I'm now on Belinda's Facebook page.
Yeah.
They're not going to give that to everybody. It's her real page. It's one thing if her husband takes over her real page.
True.
It's another thing if we just sell to somebody else in the village.
Yeah, but the only thing is he's fed up with you. He kind of washed his hands with you. You know, it just seems weird. Why would he want you back? Maybe he's going to try to scrounge out that dough from you.
You think, Joe? Do you think that's why?
Well, you know, I mean, it.
And also, while you were going into your house, something that you've been nailing, we talked about. She said life's been boring without me. So there is that factor.
All right.
That is really interesting that they would say that the husband. But it's...
maybe they listen to the show. That show Curry's on point. See, Joe,
life's been boring without you. You know, Curry's right.
You finally found people that agree with you, Joe. Who knew they'd be so dark?
Yeah, so far away, and scammers.
Yes.
You know what's
not
so what?
Target audience.
You didn't know. We don't need the money. They just missed your scintillating personality, fake Devin.
Yes.
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 That's what it is. Yes.
Yes. All right, we'll go on. I just realized the past shapes experiences. You seem to never want to discuss the past, especially when it pertains to you and I. She goes, the past draws you back. It is better to forget about it and focus on the future. I go, so what's the future? Don't know. Let's wait and see.
Oh, wow.
And this goes to what you just said, Pip.
Yeah.
About they're not giving me a future.
Yeah, they're steering you away from the past, but it's like, so what carrot are you dangling? You're not even dangling a carrot.
Well, no, there is. It's a carrot that's going to cost me some money, but it's a carrot nonetheless.
Yeah.
I go, okay. She goes, what do you think she says?
I don't know.
Joe?
I don't know either. It could go either way how she, you know, has it. It's, you know, because basically she could spell it out to you or she could ask you straight for the money. So it's kind of, I don't know which way they're going to go. It's kind of confusing.
She goes, tell me a joke, will you?
What? No.
Yes.
This is a new person.
Tell me a joke.
Because they know you don't have jokes.
Nice, Joe. An experienced scammer would know from your career there's nothing there.
Tom.
I got to give it up. When he gets one off, you got to.
That's a good one.
Yep.
Tom says, I'm still a bit skeptical about the real quote-unquote Paige. This bitch has been lying since day one.
No, I think this is the real Paige because there is real family there. And there's other people that they're scamming.
Right.
But there's real family, a lot of Ghanaians on there. This is the real Paige.
Tom says, if there's anything dangling, it's the hog between this version of Belinda's legs.
Ah, Tom. I still contend it's the hubby. They know I'm a comic.
Yeah, I know.
They've asked me about comedy. They've asked me about porn. Now, it could be, you know, they could have the crib sheet notes on me.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. It seems more like you've been sold, and these are the notes. This guy's a comedian. Tell me a joke, won't you? That never came up before.
Never.
Be funny, dancing boy.
So I say, why can't the elephant go to the beach? And she says, because it can't walk in the sand. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't.
Yeah.
I go, nope. She goes, tell me. I go, make me, winky emoticon. I'm being flirty.
Oh, boy.
She goes, make me? Totally a dude. Totally a dude.
Yeah, make me? I'll make it. Oh, wait. Oh.
Hold on, let me strap this on.
Well, what's the punchline? I'm going nuts here.
You don't know.
You're at home. You were probably already there. I go, yep, why should I tell you? She goes, why should you tell me? Smiling emoticon. I go, yes, why should I? She goes, because you should. I go, that is not an answer. What will you give me if I tell you?
Oh, good.
She goes, what would you want? I go, don't know. Be creative. She goes, we'll also tell you a joke.
Oh, man.
All of a sudden, now Joe's not the only one workshopping stuff on the highway. Now I'm working shopping stuff with Ghana.
Oh, this is like Mormon first date.
Ugh, it sucks. She goes, we'll also tell you a joke. I go, you have jokes?
You have jokes in Ghana?
The same thing I say to Joe. He's like, hey, I've been working on stuff. She goes, of course. Like, why wouldn't I think this person who has one word, lousy answer, has jokes? What am I thinking?
You're crazy.
I am. She goes, of course. I go, so tell me a joke. She goes, a black man and a white man went to the zoo. When the white man gave the monkey in the zoo some bananas, it rejected. But when the black man gave the monkey, the banana ate it. Banana ate it and accepted it. They both didn't understand it. When the zoo guide asked the monkey why it didn't accept the banana from the white man, the monkey said, blood is thicker than water.
Oh my God. No. No. No.
Don't look at me. It's not my joke.
Wow.
Joe's like, I have a new closing act bit. This is going to kill at the compound party.
Do you have some notepaper? You're writing this shit down?
Everybody go to Joe's Facebook page tomorrow. I think we're going to see a new joke.
I can't believe she said that. That was her big joke. You have one opportunity to tell us a joke, and you tell the most racist.
Now, in her defense, I don't think she knows it's us.
Yeah, and number two, it's not audition night either. Yeah,
I know, but still.
This isn't Last Ghanaian Comic Standing, all right?
I'm just, Tom says, good one, Gilbert Godfraud.
Oh, Tommy's on fire! Tommy, I gotta love that Gilbert Godfraud. You think Tom workshops stuff too? That's really good.
You know what? He sits there like licking the end of the pencil and putting little notes down.
This will work.
Yeah.
They won't play the Al Sharpton song for this. I'll go with this. It's good, Tom.
I can't believe that she pulled out this racist bullshit. This is her first joke. But then again, she wrote porn with you. If this was the same person,
again, so. you know, unless you're a comic, you know, you don't really know where to place jokes. You don't know. You don't open with racism. Although maybe Joe does, as we found out. Joe, you racist comic, you.
Racism, no.
Yeah.
You go wait for about 10. Do a little character establishment, then you move in for the kill.
Well, we've established what this character is, Joe.
Yeah. Right.
Damn. Okay.
I go. Oh my.
Yeah.
I said, oh my. I did not know you liked racist jokes. She goes, am I good?
like some micer. You know, some open micer. That's an asshole.
Yeah, that's an asshole.
So
yes.
As Joe said, some open micer.
Yes.
You know, people laugh, you know, but the joke, no, but you know, those are your friends, all right? your friends aren't going to be back next week.
Funny.
Yeah. We'll fit that line into a tits and tilt a whirls.
So she goes, "Am I good?" I go, "Well, it's not your joke."
Hold on a second. I get blasted regularly on this show. She pulls that one out, and you're nice to her?
Yeah. Look how much content she's added over the years.
Oh, good point.
That's not your joke. They all steal.
It's a racist monkey.
Oh, my God.
And I'm eating my banana.
Wow.
Very inside. So I go, "Well, it's not your joke. And I'm no monkey, but as far as cutting and pasting, you're the best."
Ooh, snap.
Give her a smiley emoticon. And then this is all cap locks. Cutting and pasting, what? What?
What do they think that means?
I do not cut and paste. Did I do it with poetry? Well, there was that one time.
Are you calling me a hack?
I go, "That joke, are you telling me you wrote that joke on your own?" She goes, "Of course. I heard it in a comedy show. I watch on TV."
I wrote it down, so I wrote it myself.
Yes, I didn't know what she meant. That's what she meant.
But when did she saw the TV? When did she see it? Live by the Burning Cross?
What?
I don't know.
Live by the Burning
Cross?
No.
We heard it. Hey, Joe, remember when you were funny with that ISIS vest joke? That was better.
Get back in the car.
I was just going to say that. Joe, why don't you drive around the block a couple times? Work that out. Anyway.
Too wordy.
No, that wasn't it. It was the words. It wasn't the amount of them. I go, "Okay, so it's not your joke. I'm surprised they allowed that joke on TV. She goes, "This is not mine." "Well, I don't know, too." "Well, don't know, too." I go, "Do a lot of Ghanaians think they are related to monkeys?" She goes, "It was said by a Nigerian. It's just a joke."
Oh, my God.
I got the Ghanaian go, "Listen, dude, racism's cool, man."
I know.
But this is the same one that told me that she couldn't be who she was, revealing herself as a black person, because race has hurt her and everything.
Right, because I put up a white person's face because people made fun of me for being black. I'm so shy about being black. Did you hear the one about the monkey? I mean, oh, my God.
We don't have storyline continuity.
No, we don't. No. So this is not the same person.
I go, "I know, I'm messing with you. Thought you knew me better than that." She goes, "I know. Now your turn." I go, "Why can't the elephant go to the beach?" She goes, "'Cause he is fat."
Look, he's not a German tourist. He can go to the beach whenever he wants. 'Cause he is fat.
I go, "No. LOL, you really hate fatties. You won't even let them on the beach." She goes, "LOL." I go, "Elephants can't go to the beach because they can't keep their trunks up."
Is that really the answer?
Yes. Now, keep in mind, ISIS wasn't around that we were aware of at this point, so I didn't have that wealth of material to go with.
Oh, yeah. No, you should have brought out your ISIS material and the Ebola stuff. That really kills.
It's close to home. Too soon. She goes, "LOL, okay." I go, "Mine is a joke you can tell Kasha, which is her daughter. Yours is a joke that will get my ass kicked, LOL."
Anywhere.
She goes, "LOL, is that a joke for kids?" I go, "Mine, yes." I go, "Mine, yes. Yours, only kids that want to piss off black people." So, to bring this home to Joe, a lot of the kids of his friends.
Tom says about the answers that she came up with for your joke.
Yeah.
Shoot yourself.
Okay. I just played the shotgun. I can do these things now.
I know. How scary is this?
It most certainly is. I got to do it before everything craps out. So she laughs. I go, "Have you been watching a lot of comedy on TV?" She goes, "Yes, but on Saturdays. It's a show once a week." I go, "Cool. Have you always been a big comedy fan?" She goes, "Yeah." Which would explain why they friended a lot of comics, which is how they found me.
Right.
I go, "Oh, then I must have been your dream guy, except for being fat and elderly." Remember she called me fat and elderly? That was a whole big to-do.
I do. I remembered elderly, and I was trying to remember when you said that, you know, she said the thing about the fat elephant on the beach. I'm like, was it fat? Was it, what was it she slapping you with?
It was one of the Den Penn's favorite shows.
It was, because you were getting beat hard.
She goes, "LOL, why do you think that?" I go, "Why do I think that?" She goes, "Like, because you are fat and elderly?" I go, do you remember my age? She goes, nope, I forgot.
Oh, you were sold.
You got a new person.
Look at Joe. You got a new master.
You do. Tom's remembering that episode fondly. Yes, best den beating ever.
Tom, there's still time for you. I go, do you remember how fat I am? She goes, how fat are you?
No!
Yes.
Wow. This is Henny Gannan.
Henny Gannan. That's comedy. You discovered it. Don't lose
Yay!
That feeling. Joe, take notes. Mark this date down.
What?
Henny Gannan.
I can't believe she knew to do that. How fat are you? Wow.
Take my mark, please.
Crazy.
She goes, how fat are you? I go, you don't remember? We used to talk about it quite a bit.
Or at least you did, bitch.
She goes, I don't think you are that fat. I go, do you remember what we used to talk about? Now I'm probing.
Yeah.
She goes, remember me. I go, what do you mean? She goes, what do we used to talk about? She said, I think she's saying remind me.
Yes. Yeah.
I go, you don't recall how you called me fat and elderly? She goes, I remember, but I did it in a nice way, LOL.
No, you really didn't.
I go, and how exactly was it nice?
How's the nice way to call somebody fat and elderly? How was that again?
She goes, I didn't make you feel bad about it. I go, well, what makes you say that? She goes, I just feel that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Use the force, Ghanaian. Use the force. I go, I think you've forgotten. You don't recall the big fight we had about it.
Did you?
No.
No.
No, but I know this person's completely out of their league.
Right, but you know what? Look, I have early onset Alzheimer's over here. You're throwing me.
You know what it's time to do?
What?
Play Interrogate the Scammer.
Ah, I love it.
Let's put that in there.
In the quest for truth and justice in the quest for truth and justice in the American way, Helix and Joe Curry. Helix and Joe Curry. The Scammer. Interrogate the Scammer.
I love that piece of production, Joe. That was good. I like that a lot.
Thank you. I forgot what it sounded like.
No, that's
so
all right.
Did I.
Sounds like success. She goes, I just feel that is right. I go, I think you've forgotten. You don't recall the big fight we had about it. She goes, I know, but we eventually settled it, right? Have to go in a couple of minutes.
Wow. We eventually settled it, right? Have to go. Really? Wow. Boy, talk about getting out of Dodge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They are. I don't. You guys think I've been sold to somebody else.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I am still skeptical for that because I'm on the Facebook page.
Oh, my goodness. This is such an uncomfortable conversation. Is that a window I can dive out of?
Now, could it be not sold to somebody else, but dealing with somebody else in the family or somebody else in the syndicate?
It could totally be somebody else in the syndicate, but you're not talking to the same people.
You don't think it's the husband?
No.
Okay.
He was not as friendly to you.
I got this money now.
Yeah, but this is a little too friendly even for him.
This is friendly?
This is friendlier. It's not as friendly as Belinda.
He was a lot more cut to the chase and a lot more curt.
Yeah.
And I don't give a damn if he knows if you have money now or not. It just seemed in his nature he was very curt and cut to the chase.
Yeah.
I'm going with the theory that you might have been sold to somebody else in the syndicate, and because they're a member of the syndicate, they have access to the Facebook page. That's a hunch I have, but you definitely have been sold. It's not Belinda the girl, and it's not the husband. It's somebody new.
Now, remember, for those that are new to this, a lot of scammers don't work alone. They work in teams that they call syndicates. That's why they're always online 24/7, because very often there's several people working on your account. They consider you what they call a client.
Tom says he doesn't think this is anyone from before either.
Okay. All right. I go, I can't believe you forgot how nasty the fight was. Again, it wasn't nasty.
Yeah, I know.
I kind of laughed. We had a good time with it.
You did.
Remember, we actually video chatted and we laughed. And remember, we heard her laughing about it.
Yes, but that's why I thought. So you threw me when you said, oh, remember the vicious fight?
No. Well, I threw this person too.
Yeah.
She goes, really? Maybe I don't have a memory for bad news. I go, do you have a memory for good stuff? She goes, yes. I go, so what do you remember about the good times we had? She goes, have to go.
Where's that notebook?
I go, so you do not recall, I guess. We had a lot of good times. She goes, but please tell me. Will you try and help me? I need to know.
What? Tell me how I used to try to scam you, honey. Remind me.
Do you have notes? Mine burns. I go, I gotta go. I'll talk to you later. Bye. She goes, won't you answer me? I go, I have to go. Battery's about to die, and I need to save a bunch of jokes I was writing before you popped on my screen. We will discuss it all in the future. She goes, same old Davin, I guess. Good night. I go, same old Belinda, I guess. Good night.
Same old Davin, I guess. Like, you were always blowing the coop? No.
Yeah, that's a bad guess on their end.
Yeah.
Well, I think maybe same old Davin's like, we didn't get the money yet. Damn it!
Yeah.
They warned me there'd be problems.
Tom says, fake Davin got Mike from the call center in India.
So what'd you guys think?
I'm intrigued.
Well, I'm still thinking that you sold. I think it was sold to somebody in the syndicate. Tom is under the contention it wasn't anybody from before. That's funny. You got Mike from the call the call center in India.
So let's. Are we ready to move on to some Ann Jackson? Or is there something you want to add, Pip?
No, I don't want to add to that. I'm intrigued. I want to see what happens next.
She's back, baby.
I know.
Pip's stories are back.
My stories.
All right, have a kudos to me though.
I can't believe that you pulled this back in after the beating you got. Go away. Go fuck yourself. Kind of beating, and you're talking to her again.
You know what this is? There?
What?
Little boy.
Yeah. Okay. Huzzah!
I am a success. So now we move on to Ann Jackson. How many Mr. Davins while I play the theme of Scambusters?
I didn't even take out my notebook.
I'm going to go for three.
You've been going for three a lot, Joe.
Yeah, I think he's just on a roll with three. Let's see. So he's just three. I don't know. I'm going to say four. On Facebook, you going to call? Who are you going to call? Lisa says three.
Scambusters! Scambusters! I paused right before Scambusters. I failed.
Tom says two.
Tom going low. Tom is low man. Low man Tom. Now remember, last time we left, I did not respond to her. I have not talked to her in several days because I was tired of her like saying the crap she was saying about Americans.
Yeah.
And I was tired of her not believing stuff and calling me fools and everybody's out to get her. I had enough.
Oh, she was so annoying.
And then last time she wrote to me on March 20th. Of 2014, and she was telling me where she sent the money to, all these people in London. March 24th, 2014. Mr. Davin!
Number one.
Circular argument! When someone refers to unproved opinion as proof for more of the same opinion, it is known as circular argument!
Hold on a second. You said that so fast I didn't understand a word. I thought you were speaking Japanese and you hadn't translated her yet. What?
Oh. Circular argument!
Yes.
When someone refers to unproved opinion as proof for more of the same opinion, it is known as circular argument!
Thank you.
Well, pot, kettle, meet each other.
I know, really.
You think they are scammers because they did not use official accounts like FBI, UN, and MIL. I have told you that I did unrest reports and they came to me after my reports to the scams. These mail ads, as you mentioned, seem like scammer mail ads because they do not use official mail address.
Right.
My question.
Boing.
The woman who came to us, who brought this to our attention, that woman who we had on the show.
Right.
Is a fucking liar!
Victim number one, fucking liar. Check.
She cannot afford the evidence. She said Green asked her money. What is the proof about Miller? That so-called reliable source is from idiot Patty. I don't know who this Patty is. She does not know the truth. That info is from support group. A fucking Miller! There's a Facebook support group for Miller. You know,
oh, okay.
Not that he's part of, but, you know.
But who's Patty? She's introducing another character?
Another character, baby.
Oh, God.
Another character. A little drive-by, a little walk-on. Hey, somebody's friends with the producer.
Yeah, but you got no lines. Get out.
Yeah, but look at that ass. Anyway. These people, UN fucking idiots, Melvin Santos, Interpol, Eric Bohr, Zara Francois, IC3 Brown Cotton, and US soldiers Green and Miller do destroy my whole life. I must deal with my problems. These must be exposed because they are fucking Americans. They lie to me.
Those fucking Americans.
About fucking bitch Jennifer. She's in full rage.
Wow.
She's got it. She a scammer because she wanted to divert the funds with her dad and Miller. Remember, Parker Green.
Stop right there. What did she just say?
She's a scammer because she wanted to divert the Greens with the funds. She wants to divert the funds with her dad and Miller.
So she's recognizing that she's a scammer, but she's not. But this Jennifer that she said she loved and treated like, you know, like a daughter, she's now calling a scammer. What about the rest of them? I don't get her thinking. I what the hell's going on in that head of hers?
Sushi.
But he's right, because she has gone back and forth about Jennifer so many times. It's like watching a tennis match.
Yeah, you know, moms and kids fight.
But in the one thing, you know, I mean, a couple of paragraphs, she'll call. She says she's loved. She's like a sister, you know, like a daughter. Now she calls her a liar. Now she's a scammer. I mean, she's very flighty with this shit.
It's almost like she's batshit, isn't it, Jeff?
You would think.
Almost like she's certifiable.
By the way, Derek at Gun Road Radio just joined our chat, and he goes, I tune in at the end, and all I hear is, fucking liar!
We knew you were turning in.
Yes.
You said you would be here sooner, Derek. You did not? Fucking liar! Derek from Gone Rogue says he will be here. No! He scammed me! He told me he would be here! But no, that fucking internet radio host of Rent Internet Radio Company does not show up. He's a fucking liar! I tell you more, we're all victims of Gone Rogue Radio and the television theme song shows that they do during the week. Fuck you, Derek from Gone Rogue, and fuck me.
I'm going with four Mr. Derek's.
Yeah, I know, yeah. How many Mr. Derek's?
Mr. Derek. That'll learn you for
nice
showing up
Joe.
Late. Get here on time, stupid.
It usually takes people longer to get thrown under the truck.
I'm the only one who like fucking yells at like internet radio station owners. Get here, sooner, stupid. Hey, Derek, welcome to the show. Anyway. I did not ask her to go to Scotland, and she wants money. That is truth. The truth! They are scammers, because they asked me to pay over $120,000, and they lie to me that my funds would come out, but the truth is that I never see any fucking money.
Is that so stupid?
Well, now, Joe. Only these idiot fucking paper record certificates. Yes, they send her a bunch of certificates that in the past she has sworn are real, and we've told her, no, they're not.
Oh, those fake-ass documents that she had were so pathetic.
They are not money. That bitch Jennifer said she got the receipt, and she never offered me the truth. She is a fucking liar. She's a typical scammer. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Hello, baby. Welcome to the show.
Look, here's what coffee smells like. Wake up.
Wake up and smell the Sanka, stupid. Yeah. So they are scammers, as I sent you the receipts of payments. They are in London, UK. Why not report them to your real authorities, and you will know the result? You said FBI will never reply to you. Why? If you really want to help the victims, go for it.
Wait a minute. You're starting to make yourself sound like her.
No, this
Why?
Is her to me.
Oh, it is?
This
no.
is her
oh,
to me.
Oh, sorry.
She's yelling at me, blaming me.
She was almost sounding reasonable for a second. I'm sorry. Wait. Say that last
I
sentence.
Would never sound reasonable.
No.
You said FBI will never reply to you. Why? If you really want to help the victims, go for it. Expose all the list of them. Thanks. P.S. You've told me that you got the award we got from the Army.
Right.
You told me you've got the award, so they will reply to you due to your honorable job. I carbon copied them as evidence, because they are fucking scammers. Go for it. I do hope you report them. Many, many thanks.
Wait, so she's going on and CCing these scammers with the information about their award that we got from the Army?
She is all over the map.
Why would you tell them that?
So I respond. There is nothing I can say that will change your mind. You are convinced that these are American officials. You said you sent the report to a UN website, and in reality, it was a charity website founded by Ted Turner. It's true.
And the only thing that they could tell you is when Seinfeld is going to be on.
Funny, Joe. Funny. I go, oh, where am I? I go, my fans, anti-scammers, my contact at the Pentagon, all believe these are imposters. You are the only one that disagrees. You have not forwarded me the original email to the UN. You have never forwarded me their response. No, cut and paste, but a forward. The fact of the matter is, your money's gone. You show me nothing that proves the people you were talking to are Americans or have any real ties to America. I've sent you, have you sent one payment to America? Because the ones I read last week were all going to England.
Right.
You never elaborated on why they called you a money launderer. It would appear that you have received funds from somebody, but you do not elaborate on that. Yes, this is a circular argument. I have given it all I can to help you determine who did this. There is not much more I can do for you on that end. If you prove that they were Americans, perhaps it would be different. Instead, you have the words of people you know have taken your money. Those are the words you choose to cling to. That is not the evidence for real authorities in the United States to do anything about it.
Right. It's astounding.
It certainly is.
It's astounding how much you have to hit her in the head with a brick, and she still goes, oh, that's not a brick. That's made of styrofoam. I mean, she's amazing.
Well, you were bashing her with a shovel right there. I mean, you know, enough is enough.
Yeah, really.
And it's the same thing I did the last time I wrote to her.
Right.
I've had enough of it. Sometimes you just got to give a victim the hard, cold truth. You can't hold their hand anymore and pussyfoot. Listen, here's the deal. You lost your money. These are the people that did it. You need to handle this. You need to understand this so you can move on and start to heal.
Right.
We can't powder your ass anymore, as Joe likes to say.
Do you think she's schizo?
I think she might be.
Really?
You know, it seems that she might be schizo. I mean, for somebody that, for calling them scammers and liars... especially with the girl, you know, and the prior weeks before that, calling her a daughter, you know, I mean, I think there's a little schizo there, especially with you. I mean, you know, you're trying to tell her all this stuff, and now she turns and bites you in the foot, you know? Kind of a little bit of schizo in there.
So she responds, who is fucking money launderer? They want me to pay for the fees to clear the funds. It is never-ending payment. I do not want to pay, so they threaten me to pay. If I do not pay for it, it would be involved in money laundering issue due to the fees over $100,000. That's not even money laundering.
No.
She has to receive money for money laundering.
Well, I think that there's more to what she's done that she's not willing to
betray. Do you think that's
betray?
What it is, or she doesn't understand?
You know what? She's so convoluted about how she explains how things happened that I don't know, if like she sent money, they sent her something, she sent something back, sent it to somebody else. I mean, she could have been one of those people that also got involved thinking, oh, I'll get some of the money back because she owes all these different people, like her work, her students and things. If she thought that there was a way for her to recoup some of the money, I think she's stupid enough to go along with one of those money laundering things and end up being the dupe and doing something for them that was actually scamming another person.
But not stupid enough to tell me about it.
No, right.
All right. So, Brown Cotton and the other people paid the fees, and this is what they asked me to pay. I do not want to pay to create the debts. So she's saying they laid out the money, which of course they didn't.
Right.
They say, hey, we paid for this for you. You need to pay us back. They are shameful because they did not know the funds transfer. Again, she thinks, I know. They're just mistaken. They told me that the funds will be transferred to me after paying this or that procedure. But I never get fucking money back. Only never-ending payment. Yes. 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 It's called an advance fee fraud, sweet tits, and you're in the middle of it.
You know, it's funny. Lisa was saying that she could be a mule for them.
Yeah, well, she could be, but we don't have that proof.
Yeah.
She might be. Do you understand it? Yes, yes. I do. I don't think you do. Who is scammer? Fuck them up.
Those are your instructions.
Okay.
It's like I give you guys for show stuff. Fuck them up.
Fuck them up. I could do that.
I am tired of talking the truth because you do not understand the legal procedure but claim to know the truth. What is the truth? Do you know the funds transfer? These people are assholes.
I can't do this anymore.
You, fuck you. I'm spending hours dealing with this woman. You can't deal with it? Strap in, McGurk. You're going to fucking sit there and take it, stupid.
Jesus Christ, I don't know what the hell to make her of her anymore. Now, you know, I'm going with the schizo thing, you know. I mean, to turn around and tell you that, they're assholes and all, you know, yeah.
Tom says she's at least as stubborn as a mule.
Now, this is very important, this next part. Because it's in red ink. She changed font color.
Oh, okay. Everybody, listen up. It's red font.
They want to divert the funds and kill me. You never see through the truth. This is the Munter case. They are Americans. You said they are from Africa. You are not real researcher. Report it to CID.
Okay. You are not real researcher.
I am not real
researcher. You're not a real researcher. Really? And the research she does?
Well, Joe, as I mentioned, this is in red font, so it's true.
That makes it very true.
Oh, and yeah, I know. She's using Damn It All Red. I know.
Oh, that's great. Oh, I love your lipstick. What is it? It's Damn It All Red. Oh, there'll be a lot of hogs in my mouth tonight because, damn it all, I'm cheating on my husband. It's right. Damn It All Red.
Because usually when you're pissed, you want to, it's red. It's like, you know, damn it all. You know, that's why I call it Damn It All Red.
I like that. Is that made by Clairol, Joe?
Yeah, right. But, you know, it's just saying that you're not thorough with all the shoddy stuff that she's done.
She thinks that she's figured it all out and that she's done all the research, and you're an idiot because you don't know that they're Americans.
But when you pointed out the, you know, your facts and your question on them, I don't know. And then she calls them scammers. Now they're not scammers. I just a paranoid schizophrenic.
She goes, wow, I'm losing my throat. She goes, nice comment on these fucking idiot people. This so-called Brown Cotton said that he is well-educated. I do hope you can do this to them. Not me. I am fucking mad because of this scam. He is scared and he is coward and he told me, you are all bad. Yes, yes. They're playing the people that are trying to help her. He's like, no, these are the bad ones. You can trust us.
Yeah, of course.
We have your money. Of course you can trust us.
Of course. They're the bad guys. They're going to not want you. They're going to tell you, of course, they don't want you around.
She goes, why not? Give it a try to challenge the FBI, IC3. I am going to send many faxes to the Interpol. That'll show them. Try to call the show. It's a better chance of faxing.
I like the fact. We're going to say, what's the matter? Your carrier pigeon died, stupid. You're
I'm going to use up all of your curly paper.
Yeah, good job, Mrs. 1986, getting that right out.
Might be the last time she saw her sanity.
Tom writes in red, shit just got real.
Yes.
Funny.
Oh, they're changing font colors in the gin pen.
Oh, God. Derek Gone Rogue says, do you think she started her period and that caused the red font? Oh, my
nice,
God.
Nice, Derek. Oh! I'll tell you what. Derek arrives a little late to the show, brings it right there. You got to like that. A little menstrual humor is always welcome to the den pen.
Yes, I can't get enough of that.
More period humor. How many emails do I get? Would you do a period piece? Maybe I misinterpreted what they meant. I go on.
Yes.
I need to call them again in the midnight here. I am waiting for the evidence from the victim who called us. You do not believe in me because she is lying. She told me that I destroyed her. What is the evidence? She fell for Green. So Green is also using bad English. They informed me that I had funds. I work with them? You are a fucking liar. Do not make me mad about this. I think we're beyond on that.
Oh, I think we're beyond that.
You do not believe that they are Americans, so you show me that they are from Africa. I did show you the truth that they are in UK, but you said they are from Africa. I really do not know how you judge them. You do not do any further research. You have the honor, so why not send all the info to your government? That is the best way to get the answer. Because listen, sweet tits, they're not responding because this is horseshit. I actually have spoken to the government, and they said, no, scammers.
Yeah.
The government answers you like you talk? No.
That's exactly what the Pentagon had in their subject line, Joe. It was no.
All right, really? No. I'm the Pentagon.
They're real people. They might speak like an asshole too. You don't know, yeah. Joe. She goes, what is the truth? What is fake? You claim them as scammers. Tell them and do whatever you want. I am happy to know your comment that language is bad. Ha 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 ha! Bad English. Wow! Shit's crazy.
Crazy.
She's got. Where is it? Hold on. There it is. I'm going to get this. We got to put this in there. Little bitches be crazy.
Yeah,
because
what happened, all the clips have an echo.
Yeah, all right, I gotta ask them why.
Yeah.
Because I don't hear it. We'll see if it shows up in the replay.
So it's probably bitch, be cray.
So I respond. I go, they called you a money launderer. In order for them to accuse you of that, it would imply that you have received money. You stated that you were working four jobs to get the money back to the victims. Yet there are no names of people you directed to them. So why would you owe anybody any money? Contact me when you have one shred of evidence that the people who constantly lie and have taken your money are American. You do not listen, and you think you know it all. That is why you are in this predicament. Google Dr. Melvin Santos of the UN, or as he calls himself, the Secretary. This is the current Secretary of the UN, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. You believe you are the one that knows about fund transfer, and we are all idiots. If that makes you happy, fine. Truth is, you got scammed by a bunch of Africans. Believe it or don't believe it. It is a common practice and widely known, but you think American soldiers actually have time or knowledge on how to chase scammers. You think a member of the FBI who are highly educated and intelligent would write in terrible English, threaten you so it could be traced back to him, and beg for money.
Sorry. That's just a normal Tuesday for the FBI, but
that's what they do. To you, all this makes perfect sense. Fine, Ann. I am an idiot. We are all idiots. Shut up, Joe. You are the only one that has it correct. The same person who kept sending dollar after dollar to people she never met. Even after I've shown you a report from 2010 on the gold bar schemes originating from Africa. Remember she sent gold, she was expecting to get gold?
Yes.
They got it wrong, too. We're all morons. Thank goodness we have you to figure this all out. or so the victims who believed you would think.
Yeah.
I am tired of your temper tantrums. I'm tired of your name calling. I am tired of explaining the same things over and over to you. I have tried to be patient, but I am out of patience. If you have something besides false words from liars and thieves that would indicate they are Americans, I will reconsider. Until then, good day.
Good day, sir.
Wrote that in Damn It All Red.
I'm pretty much laying it on the line. I pretty much, hey, this is all it.
Yeah.
Address it. I don't give a shit. You're on your own there.
Derek at Gone Rogue says, I am Prince Derek from Kenya. Send me money and I will give you blood diamonds.
I don't know how much. Should I do a little bit more? We're up against it. I could do a little bit more or I can end it here.
Do a little bit more.
Mr. Davin!
Oh, there we go.
Why do I need to change my mind? Well, I don't care which mind you change. Just the one that's talking to me. You doubt that the official FBI and Interpol replied to me on the phone. I did call them in 2011 and 2012. You never take any action, but only write your comments. You are not pro. No, I'm not getting paid for this shit. You're right. I'm not a fucking pro. I'd love to turn pro. We're working on it. I'm not pro yet.
No.
Pro, stupid. This is the truth. I do not believe in your ability. Even you got the award. Do not make me insult you because you are a fucking liar. I think you just insulted me.
I think so.
Tell me the truth. I did show you the real documents before she called them fake documents.
Oh, God.
And the reply from official people, and then the people who are in charge of my case contact me by using their personal mail address. You said they are scammers due to their bad English, since FBI men are well-educated. How ironic! No.
What?
No.
No.
No, that's a fact.
Yeah, that's a fact.
FBI men are well-educated.
Well-educated.
The people you're talking to, not so much with the English. On how to scam a Japanese one, top shot.
Beautiful.
I really doubt your ability.
Oh, she's throwing down the gauntlet.
What?
She's doubting your ability?
I know, it's like a woman who just slept with me.
No, knows. Knows. She doesn't doubt.
No, she didn't
knows.
Say she was embarrassed for you. She was just doubting your ability.
Thank you, Jim. I'm glad you're there so I can't smack you.
Derek's excited. He's like, fucking liar again. See, the rest of us are counting Mr. Davins, and Gone Rogue is counting fucking liar.
I think he's got a good subset.
I do.
I think we might have to do that in the future.
I think we might.
Good job, Derek. So the victim cannot afford the truth, the one who called us. You cannot offer the truth either. Who is a scammer? You are a fake host of the radio show, and this is what I can comment on you. Do not make me mad. No, I'm a real host of a real radio show.
I think she caught you on this one.
Shut up, you. You're a fake co-host.
No, she was thinking about fake Davin.
Hey, Joe, why don't you roll over in your house of hate and call... You roll over in your house of hate in your stupid little bed and
boy, I hit a nerve on that one.
Why don't you cuddle with some of your Del Monte green beans?
Pip, we should have used a little bit bit of more Novocaine. We hit a nerve on that one.
Stick the drill in your temple, stupid.
I think so.
And you're a fake former co-host. We move on.
Joe.
That one puss.
Joe, you just irritated Mr. Dobbin.
Yes, you have, Joe. She goes, I do not stand by anyone. I am a person who tells the truth. And I did show you some payments of the receipts. That is also real evidence. And your theory is that they are from fucking Africa. You are a liar. By the way, there is nothing to do with me about money laundering. They are fucking idiots. These people, UN Melvin Santos, Eric Ball, Sour Francois, IC3 Brown Cotton, David Moore, and U.S. soldiers Parker Green, James Miller, and this fucking bitch, Jennifer Green. All of a sudden, it's like the worst 12 days of Christmas ever.
I love the way she names it, like she's an MC name it, like closing out a show. give it up for all your scammers tonight.
And how about, and your headliner, wasn't she great? Fucking bitch Jennifer Green, Liz.
Yeah, fucking bitch Jennifer Green.
She'll be selling fake certificates by the door. Make sure you pick one up.
Right.
She and a bag of cash will be exploding in the middle of a road someplace in Scotland.
Don't forget your feature act, Soldier Miller. He's got those fake gold bars. They're great. They're great stocking stuffers. Make sure you pick one. Thank you guys for playing along. We'll see you next time.
Don't forget Sergeant Miller will be selling gold bars up front, too.
I just said that.
Come on up by the table and say hi.
I just said that, Joe. Just said that, Joe.
He gets confused about the merch.
Yeah, anyway. So she continues. The conspiracy. After they know Jimmy Jones got killed, that's your friend who got killed. They inform me that there is funds left. I also got scammed by Pedro Simpson. Nope. After I got the mail from FBI, IC3 Brown Cotton contacted me, and you said his English is bad. Because it was.
Wait. Who the hell is Pedro Simpson?
Another one of these scammers that, like, I think he allegedly killed Jimmy Jones or something.
Oh, okay, thank you.
These people say they want to help me get my money back, and I need to pay the fees for the funds transfer. Who is money launderer? What is money laundering? Who dealt with the money laundering? You excuse me as money launderer? I have no idea what you are talking about. They want to kill me and divert the funds. This is truth, but you said it is a scam. Show me the evidence.
Show you the evidence. That's what we've been doing for 3 months.
Oh, Christ, there's more.
No, it wasn't Jim Jones, Derek, who got scammed.
Drink the Kool-Aid.
He said, wasn't that the Kool-Aid guy? No, no, no.
You claim them as scammers. Prove the truth. Call the authorities. Number one. The banks all are real. The bank lawyer is working at Yorkshire Bank PLC in London. Why not call him? You never take any action. You do nothing. Call that idiot banker lawyer Morris Mariba. In the past, we proved that he's not real.
Right.
Yeah.
Call FBI, because they will erase all of the record, will they? It's not Hillary Clinton sending out an email, stupid.
Nice.
Why not? It is scandal from FBI. The certificates are real. They sent me a JPEG and everything.
Yeah.
Wow, Jesus Christ.
No, I added that last part.
No. Can you imagine?
You are an asshole, too. You do not know how to judge the truth and fake. Might be an asshole. Think I know what the truth is. Number four. David Copper and Morris Mariba have phone numbers. Why not call them? They are still hiding to collect any info from me because they want to kill me. They are criminals. They want to divert the funds. Why not ask CID to investigate James H. Miller and Parker Green? I give you the whole names. Because I did. That fucking idiot Melvin Santos has those banks info, so why not fuck him up? I am mad because they cheat on my over $120,000. I have all the records and the truth about gold bars. That Miller is shameful. He came to me because I was a businesswoman who knows international trade. No. He came to you because you're a maroon lady.
That's right. He could spot one.
He's good at what he does. You, not so much.
Wait a minute. Wait. International businesswoman? I thought she was a teacher.
She's everything, baby.
Okay.
Remember, she also she sold like toys or something on the internet.
Yeah. Okay.
He got the gold bars in Afghanistan. That certificate was sent by IC3 Brown Cotton, who said to me that you were bad. I will see who is bad. And now, in Damn It to All Red, you claim me as a criminal who is doing money laundering. Who is a scammer? Are you real? Are you fake? All of a sudden, I turn into Shatner. I really do not know how you can judge the truth. These people should go to the court because they destroy me. I paid lots of money and they cheated on me.
When did she turn into Captain Kirk?
I did it in Damn It All Red. I think that'll be my Damn It All Red voice. What do you think, Joe?
No, it sounds like a Captain Kirk.
That's what I was doing.
All right.
At least it sounds like who it was supposed to.
Yeah. Wait a minute. So now she's saying that you're the one who said that she was a money launderer? She brought that up.
I know.
Yeah.
I think, what do you think? Should we power through this? I mean, we are really up against it.
I think we have to leave some goodies for next time.
Yeah, like I don't got more shit coming.
Oh, I know you do. I know you do.
Well, I think that's a good place.
Yeah, and Tom won. To Mr. Devins.
You know what? I'm going to finish this paragraph, and then I'll finish this paragraph.
Okay.
So-called brown cotton. Brown cotton. You are a real imposter, being shameful as an IC3 man. You took money from me and the money from Victim A, who we've talked to.
Mm-hmm.
You deserve the real comment from this person, who is also from USA, hosting a radio show with award. That's right, baby, brag on me.
That's right, thank you.
He comments on you, your English is bad, and you are from Africa. Wow! Yeah. So she's telling Brown Cotton what I said.
Oh, great.
I'm glad we have this in secret.
Yes.
You threatened me that I would beg you. You were a foolish man going North Korea telling me that it's near Japan and you wanted to bring me gold bars to me. Yes, because every time the FBI wants to visit a Japanese woman in Japan with gold bars that they got from Afghanistan,
Yes. They
always do a stopover in North Korea. Everybody knows that.
Duh. Don't you know how to do this?
Ugh, stupid. You are a fucking idiot FBI man. His comment matches your real personality. Idiot, foolish, and you are a real imposter. And we will leave it there.
You are a real imposter.
Here, as opposed to those fake ones.
Those fake ones. Oh, really get on my nerves.
God damn, we gotta
oh my
here.
God.
What do you kids think?
I think she is such an idiot. Such an idiot. Now I passed that she was guilty. I'm past that she is just, oh, poor innocent. She's just really stupid. Just really I don't even know if she's mentally ill. I just think she's really stupid.
I have laid it on the line.
Ugh.
I've hit her with the brick.
Yes. And still, what do you think, Joe?
I think she's schizo. And I think she's just like going back and forth every 2 seconds. I just think she's losing her mind. And trying to grasp at something. I mean, she's accusing Davin of not knowing what he's doing, which he does know what he's doing. She's in one sentence she's saying that Jennifer's a scammer. Then in another sentence that they're not. You know, they're crooks. You know what? Tonight she's really perplexing the shit out of me, to tell you the truth.
All right. Well, we'll leave it there.
It's like a roller coaster with her. It's like, will she ever reach the end of sanity?
But tonight even more so, because there's 1 week where she'll stick to a theme and go back and forth. She's like spinning in a circle. It's ironic that we talk about this whole circle thing. She's going full circle with everything. I mean, everything.
Yeah.
It's maddening. And usually I have a, every week I have a given thought, but she is just perplexed the shit out of me tonight.
I like how Joe admits every week he has one thought. You thought you were going to get all the zingers, asshole? All right, let's thank some people, shall we?
Yes.
My voice is shot. There was a lot of Belinda and Mr. Davin.
Oh, there was.
And fucking idiot. Fucking idiot might have to be a sub game.
Oh, I love that.
Final tally on a Mr. Davin's was 2, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep, Tom.
There was some more in the pipeline, but we didn't get there.
Tom's got a great... Tom made a great statement. She's a revolving door of ignorance. That Tom, that rules.
That's so perfect. Awesome.
That's perfect, dude.
Same could be said for you, Joe. Right. Anyway, let's thank some people. We got to get out of here. We're up against it. Family Martial Arts is great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a dojo or class environment, you want private lessons, Family Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call at 845-469-1716. 845-469-1716. Check them out. Family Martial Arts Goshen.com. Family Martial Arts Goshen.com.
And Francesco's. If you are in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com. Don't forget to ask them about their next comedy show.
Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagel as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices because you don't want to be fat and elderly like fake Davin. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique daily specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy, or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square Cornish corned beef Russian dressing and sauerkraut. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Whether you want... Goldberg's Famous Bagel and Kosher-Style Deli is great for when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They're open 5 a.m. Monday through Friday, and of course 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505, 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or fan of Davin's, then you get 10% off. Of course, my company, Side Splitting Production, you need a comic, a character, a band, whatever you need. Murder Mystery, give us a call, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Joe, and of course, sidesplittingproductions.com. Joe, quickly, where will you be?
I'm going to be at Bistro B on Saturday. It's going to be in Westport, Connecticut. Call for tickets, 203-268-5857, or go to treehousecomedy.com. Showtime is Saturday at 9 p.m. Also, I'll be down at Uncle Vinny's on Sunday. Nice early 6:30 show. Go to 1-877-UNCLE.VIN, V-I-N, for tickets and information.
This Saturday, March 7th, I will be in Bozeman, Connecticut at the Moose Lodge. For tickets, call 860-889-6856. Bozeman, Moose Lodge, 860-889-6856. Guys, also don't forget, we're going to start that alternate universe contest, which Trucker Tom is going to put up a couple of his fine examples, and you guys can compete, and we'll try to judge the best one that'll be up. We'll be promoting that, and we'll give you cool stuff. And then we'll try to – that goes till April 7th, and then we'll try to actually do a show based on your suggestion the following week.
We want to say congratulations to Tom. Tomorrow's your last day being a trucker, and you'll still be Trucker Tom to us, but good luck. My husband's band, Johnny and the Alamodes, is going to be playing at the Pie Man in Valley Cottage this Saturday. Come out and support them.
Trucker Tom, Mazel Tov from everybody. Yep. Thank you guys from hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening. See you next Tuesday.
Bye.